Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. You can download the radio.com app and search the wake-up call if you want to hear any of Gavin's old phone scams. What do you got?
We're going to call Dan at the request of his boyfriend, Ben. Dan works at a thrift store in the area where they receive donations of things, especially clothing. So I am calling this thrift store to say all of my clothes were donated against my will.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Thank you for calling. This is Dan.
Hi, who is this?
Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan. My name's Raul, and I got a problem. I just got back from a business trip, and I found out that my wife donated like almost all of my clothes to this store.
Oof.
We're going through a divorce. She's mad at me. And, yeah, so I'm going to need, thanks. I'm going to need those clothes back.
To my store?
Yeah. She dropped them all off at your store. That's what her friend said.
And when was this?
It was like a week ago. What's today? Yeah, it was a week ago.
Oh man. A lot of those have been distributed to some other locations even. And I mean,
well, you
there are probably a lot of it's already sold. I mean,
what?
Our stuff moves pretty quick.
What?
Hold on.
I'm not mad at you. This isn't your fault. Okay. I understand that. This is Monica's fault. But here's the thing. You don't have any sort of like vetting process like when clothes come in. I'm not mad at you. I know you don't own the store or anything like that, but like when somebody drops off clothes, you don't say like, is this person, do they know that you're donating their clothes?
So they're just donating clothes to people for a situation for people having a harder time than you and all.
Harder time than me. I don't have any clothes, Dan.
Look, just come on down to the store, and you can look through everything. And our stuff is priced very, very well. And I can, you know, maybe help you out even more on the price a little bit. But
hold on. Oh my God! You're telling me that the best you can do for me is have me come down and rebuy my clothes if I can even find my clothes?
Look, the reality is pretty much that.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'm a weird size, okay? I wear a size 42 waist, and I have a 28-inch inseam, okay? They're very wide at the top and with short legs. I have short legs. So
those may be here still.
Well, do you know? Because it's a weird size.
It's a very unique measurement, and if we have some of those, and you can describe the pants, then I'll tell you what, I'll give them back to you.
If I can describe the pants, I don't know, they're pants. They've got two legs.
The print or whatever.
The color. I mean,
I understand there's two
legs.
They go with
suits. I don't know. They're charcoal gray.
Just come on down. This is borderline ridiculous right now, so.
I mean, but how do I, okay, so the pants might be easy because it's such a unique size, but what do I do about my shirts?
We'll do the best we can, sir.
No. But how do we find my shirts, though? I don't want to wear some other person's shirts because now I feel bad for whoever. Maybe I'll come down there and I'll find a shirt and I'll be like, oh, I love this shirt. And then in my head now, all I'm thinking is, I wonder if this guy even knows that his shirt was donated. Since you guys don't have any sort of policy,
you might want to sleep. I'm not trying to be rude here, but you might want to swing by a therapist on the way before you get here. I mean, this is not a tragedy.
I have no clothes. I have just a few pairs that I took on the trip.
D- then you're in luck because has a lot of clothes at a really competitive price.
But I don't want to have buy my own clothes again. Have you ever had to buy something you bought before?
No, because I'll be right with you. Sir, I have customers I have to get to. Okay, I'm sympathetic.
Is that a customer? Is she buying 42-inch pants? Ask her.
Sir, I have to let you go. I apologize, and we'll check it out.
Okay, all right, Dan. One more thing then before you go. None of this is real. You're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End. This is Gavin.
What the hell? Dude.
Your boyfriend Ben asked you to do this, so this was not my idea.
Oh, okay. All right, Ben.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.